Dear viewers of Madani channel, our blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum and our pious predecessors rahimahumullahu ta'ala would make special preparations for visiting the blessed shrine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and would present salam to his court. Let's listen some beautiful acts of these pious predecessors. Number one, after Sayyiduna Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam, Sayyiduna Umar Faruq al-Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu invited him to visit the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and brought him to Madina Munawwara. Number two, Sayyiduna Nafi' rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was the slave of Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Over 100 times he saw that Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would respectfully visit the blessed shrine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam while going on and returning from a journey. Number three, Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would respectfully visit the blessed shrine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, say salam while standing and would return afterwards. And number four, Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was crying near the blessed grave of the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and was saying, "This is the holy place where tears are shed." He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further stated that he heard the greatest and noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say, "The place between my grave and mimbar," means pulpit, "is one of the gardens of paradise." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.